KCOE weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Thank you for being here today. I appreciate it very, very much. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. You know, I'll tell you, it's funny. This is an interesting job. So we were joking yesterday on the show about how I'm not excited to be broadcasting for the Democrat National Convention, and I'm not. But Barrett Media wrote a piece about that. They also wrote a really nice profile about me last week, so I was grateful for them to do that. But they wrote a piece about this. This is definitely going to get me in trouble, no question about it. Because in the piece they write, apparently I said, I'm not excited, I'm not going to lie, I'm not excited in the least. I'm going to Chicago, flying out on Sunday. I'm going to be broadcasting for the DNC. When I told my son, he said, are you excited? And I said, I'm excited to go to Chicago. I'm not exactly excited to be around tens of thousands of Democrats for a week. He joked that being live in person at the political convention is a markedly different approach than other national conservative media figures. He said, at this point, I don't even care. I could care less. You go to these things and you see Dan Bongino has like 50 people around him. Clay and Buck have like 50 people helping them. 37 different assistants in person getting coffee and water. We can barely plug in our equipment on our own. Sean Hannity and all the Fox News personalities are treated like royalty. I don't mind. I'm so going to get in trouble for this. I'm definitely getting a memo for this. That's all right. What are you going to do? If it's not this, it's going to be something else. So might as well. All right. So in case I'm not actually on the air on Friday, just know it was scheduled that way because I'm taking the day off. I don't want you to worry.
If you're not on Monday, then we should be should be nervous.
If I'm not on Monday from the DNC, then be worried. But if I'm not on the air Friday, just know it's just your typical summer Friday. And then catch me Saturday night on Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. I want to say a quick hello to my friends, Jerry and Katie Scotty. They're driving up to Tupper Lake, New York, where my wife grew up. And they're like family to us. So say hello to them. And I hope they have a safe trip up there as well. Their daughter, Lucia, great, great family. So hopefully they're having a fun, safe drive. It's a hideous drive up the New York State Thruway. But once you hit the Adirondack Northway, it's a very pretty drive. That's for sure. So enjoy, guys. Have fun. Thanks for listening to the show. I presume you're listening on the Odyssey app. So thank you very, very much. Now, part of the issue that I think is important for people to think about is right here in Pennsylvania, right here in the collar counties, as they're called, and all the people from the city who've moved out to the burbs. And there's a story about this that was in the Inquirer today. And they talk about how you have all these city folk moved out of Philadelphia to go to the burbs, and they could be the key to a Kamala Harris victory. When you probe the article, though, and you understand why these people move out of cities, and it's very much like why people move out of blue states. And what I can never understand is why it is that people move out of places that are hellholes, and then they try to bring the hellhole with them. And I, as a mindset, as a mentality, I can't figure that out. I really can't. I can't figure it out. People will move to Florida from California and then vote for Democrats. They'll move out of Philly because they don't like the schools and they're worried about safety, and then they'll go to the burbs and try to flip the suburbs blue. You just left a Democrat place that was not well run, a place that was run literally into the ground. And you moved out of there to go to the burbs, and now you want to bring those same policies there? I don't understand this. I don't understand why people do this. But nevertheless, as you go through the article, part of the reason why people left the city, exactly those same issues. Schools and crime. Schools and crime. Who's been running Philadelphia all these years? Democrats. So then you're going to go vote for a Democrat for president? I don't understand this. I don't understand why they would do that other than to say that there's something deep down inside, I guess, is guilt that they left. And it's that limousine, liberal, I don't know, maybe white guilt or something. I can't figure it out. There's no logical explanation. You have crime hitting these places. The schools are failing. You say, I'm going to pack up and leave. I may have to spend more money to do so. And I may have to have now a commute. I used to walk to work. Now I got to drive in. But I want to make sure I elect the exact same politicians with the exact same mindset that drove a place like Philly into the ground. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Now, the elites have decided Hunter Biden can finally be a scandal now that Joe is out. Hunter Biden, the corrupt con artist, Today, the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, from the White House podium, actually said that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have never done business together. And she goes on to say that Biden isn't at all bothered that Hunter Biden sought State Department intervention in one of his shady foreign business deals while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. If you're sitting there right now wondering to yourself, Rich, how did we get here? How did we get here right now with a new candidate with 2 months to go, a candidate who's barely defined by people, as they try to do this Hollywood-style, very flashy campaign? Oh, Trump is speaking. All right, let's jump to the former president. He's talking about the economy right now. Let's take a listen.
But we're way up, so I want to thank you. We've had tremendous experience here. We won every time we were in the special place. Well, my son, you know, he and his wonderful wife, you know who I'm talking about, Lara. But Eric and Lara, they named their beautiful daughter Carolina. Okay. I said, which one are you talking about? Well, you know, today I'm going to say it's North Carolina, right? No, she was born here, raised here, and I'm sure it's a big reason we've done so well here. She's great. She's really terrific. And he is a great young man. I mean, you know, I'm a little prejudiced, perhaps, because he's my son, a little bit. But they're a great couple. And thank you very much. We appreciate it. With the help of everyone in this room, 83 days from now, can you imagine 83 days? We're almost there. We got to get it. We're going to defeat super liberal, more liberal than Bernie Sanders. Did you hear that? The most liberal person in the Senate. Can you believe that? We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide. And we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back. And I think it's important to say, and I never get corrected. I know it's fact because, you know, if I'm slightly off, they do stories, headlines. He didn't tell quite the truth. Well, we are leading the biggest political movement in the history of our country, bigger than any movement ever before. There's never been a movement like this. It's called Make America Great Again, MAGA. Make America Great Again,
MAGA.
I say to the Democrats when they come out, well, you know, we've got to try and stop MAGA. MAGA is Make America Great Again. What do you want to stop it for? That's what we're doing. They put in a candidate and we beat him badly. How did he do in the debate? Then they put in another candidate. This is like you have two fighters and one guy's losing. They say, come on out, let's put in another one. So then they put in another candidate and we're doing very well considering the fact that she has the greatest press. She went from being a totally disrespected person 6 weeks ago. Nobody thought she had a chance. Nobody, and I don't think she can possibly win. If she does, our country is finished. You want to know the truth. But she was totally disrespected. The most unpopular vice president in the history of our country. And then they decided to get politically correct. We have to put her in. They put her in. And now they're putting her on the covers of Time magazine with an artist sketch. They don't use a picture. They don't use a picture. They use an artist sketch. I want to use that artist. I want to find that artist. I like him very much. But we're going to beat her also, and they may then get a third candidate. Who knows? This is a little bit different than we're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to have a candidate. You know, we spent probably $100 million on beating him. Then we had a very good debate, and we beat him. And they said, well, instead of letting it go, who knows what happens, right? It's the world of politics. They say, we want him out. Joe, you're getting out now, Joe. Well, I don't want to get out. I have 14. You're getting out now, Joe. We can do it the nice way or we can do it the hard way. And he's getting out. He's getting out. In fact, they're not even giving him a good spot to speak. You know, when he's speaking on Monday, Monday is not that's the worst day. But that's what they do. And it's their own form of, it's just another, I guess, relatively, it's a minor form of cheating by comparison to what they really do, right? Everything Kamala Harris touches turns bad. It all turns bad. San Francisco was a great city. Now it's unlivable. California was a great state. Now it's unlivable. She breaks everything just like she broke the border, broke our economy. But soon we are going to fix every single problem Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have created. And we are going to save our country. We are going to save America. We're going to save America. Now, this is a little bit different day because this isn't around. This is we're talking about a thing called the economy. They wanted to do a speech on the economy. A lot of people are very devastated by what's happened with inflation and all of the other things. So we're doing this as a intellectual speech. You're all intellectuals today. Today we're doing it, and we're doing it right now. And it's very important. They say it's the most important subject. I think crime is right there. I think the border is right there for, personally. We have a lot of important subjects because our country has become a third world nation. We literally are a third world nation. We're a banana republic in so many ways, and we're not going to let that happen because we're starting a free fall. But from today and from the day I take the oath of office, we will rapidly drive prices down and make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable again. Under Kamala Harris and crooked Joe Biden, the American dream is dead. You don't hear about the American dream anymore. It's dead. Her radical liberal policies have caused horrific inflation, decimated the middle class, and gutted the finances of millions and millions of American families. Real incomes are down by over $2,000 a year per family. I mean, that's a lot of money. They're down by that, and it's actually much more if you figure it a certain way. If you add some other categories in, it's much more than that. But down by 2,000 since she took office, and it was just announced that real earnings were down once again at a record rate. The Harris price hikes have cost the typical household $28,000. Congratulations. Hope everyone's happy.
Trump speaking in Nashville, North Carolina right now.
Credit card debt has exploded, and it's exploded to the highest it's ever been. And the cost of a typical monthly mortgage has tripled, and probably more than that. If you think about it, we were at about 2.4%, and now you're up to 10% and even 11%. But you're really not there because you can't get the money, even if you want to pay it. In July alone, 350,000 people were added to the unemployment rolls. Kamala Harris wants to talk about her fantasies, and they are everything she says. If I say something, she said, that's what she's going to do, too. I say, what are you doing? But she wants to talk for the future about these fantasies. But really, what she needs to explain is the present suffering that she's caused along with Joe Biden. And by the way, they're a team. You know, she's trying to throw him overboard. She doesn't want to know who he is anymore. She doesn't want to talk about him anymore. She says, let's not bring this guy in. Let's not bring him in. No, no. They were a team. He appointed her as border czar, and she did the worst job in the history of borders, I will tell you. Does anyone here feel richer under Kamala Harris than Crooked Joe than you were during the Trump administration? Is anything less expensive under Kamala Harris and Crooked Joe? I mean, we had inflation that I don't believe we've ever had inflation like that. You can go back a long way. Are you better off now with Harris and Biden than you were with a person named President Donald J. Trump? Do you know him? He's a nice gentleman. Nice gentleman. With four more years of Harris, your finances will never recover. They're never going to recover. Our country will never recover, frankly, more importantly. It will be unrecoverable. Vote Trump and your incomes will soar. Your savings will grow. Young people will be able to afford a home. And we will bring back the American dream bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Look at this. We have a lot of front row Joes here. Wow. Hello. What a great group of patriots they are. I don't know.
By the way, on the background, he's got, just so you know,
220.
Here, just lower it for just a quick second. It says no tax on tips. The banner behind him is what's called a step and repeat banner. And it says no tax on tips, no Social Security.
No, it's an important
subject. No tax on Social Security. And text Trump, too, and that is number. So he's talking about the economy, and he's tying Kamala Harris to the economy. And he's saying that. Go ahead.
The entire U.S. economy, but neither she nor her running mate is the beauty, isn't he? He signed a bill. He wants tampons in boys' bathrooms. I don't think so. Tampons. But they've never held a private sector job in their entire professional careers, and it's no wonder they're both socialists. They're actually beyond socialists. I think they skipped over socialists. That's why I think when people find out, because you don't know who these people are, I think when people find out who they are, I personally don't think they can do well in the election. They've destroyed this country. What they've done, when you look at San Francisco, what happened to, and she was the one that started it years ago. She was district attorney. Then she was the attorney general of the state of California. California is a disaster now. Now, Gavin Newsom hasn't helped very much, but it's a disaster. She was the one. This November, voters are going to give radical liberal Kamala Harris the opportunity to try something new, a real job in the private sector for the first time in her life. Nice. Kamala has declared that tackling inflation will be a day one priority. Just think of it for her, but day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Why hasn't she done it? You know, I keep saying, she's one of these complainers, you know, like a critic. I remember growing up, I'd see plays on Broadway and I'd go to different things, and you'd always have critics, they criticize, but I'd see, and they were critical, but they never did it themselves, you know? She's a critic, that's all she is. She never did anything. Nothing that she ever did worked. When Kamala lays, and she got lucky with this. She was the first one out. She was 22 people, I guess, I hear. I just asked, I said, that many? A lot of people. She never made it to Iowa, the great state of Iowa. She was the first one out. She had a lack of skill, and people didn't like her, and now she's running for president, and she never got one vote. Think about that. When Kamala lays out her fake economic plan this week, probably will be a copy of my plan, because basically that's what she does. Just remember, she goes to work every morning in the West Wing. Her desk is 10 steps from the Oval Office. She cast the tie-breaking votes that gave us record inflation. And for nearly 4 years, Kamala has crackled as the American economy has burned. What happened to her laugh? I haven't heard that laugh in about a week. That's why they keep her off the stage. That's why she's disappeared. That's the laugh of a crazy person, I will tell you, if you haven't known it. It's a crazy. She's crazy. They told her, don't laugh. Don't laugh. No, it's her. No, her laugh is career threatening. They said, don't laugh. She hasn't laughed. She doesn't laugh anymore. It's smart, but someday it's going to come out. That's the laugh of a person with some big problems. She says her plan is going to be and bring down prices. She thinks she's going to bring down prices. Then why? Here's a simple little few words. Why didn't you do it, Kamala? Why didn't you do it? You've been there 3.5 years. Why aren't you doing it now? You can do it right now. I can say that with everything. Why hasn't she secured the border? You know, she was the border czar, right? She was the border czar. It was a big deal. She says now she wasn't the border czar. That's okay. She was in charge of the border. Call it whatever you want. But she was in charge, and it was the worst. This was the worst border in history. There's never been a border in the world like this. Why hasn't she brought back the jobs? Why? She talks about jobs. We're going to come up with a new plan. She's been there for 3.5 years with a man who, frankly, she defrauded the public because she didn't tell you about that man. I exposed him during the debate. Thank you very much. Thank you. And now the bombs are starting to drop in the Middle East. You see what's going on there, right? That would have never happened. Israel would have never happened. Ukraine would have never happened with Russia. You wouldn't have ever had an embarrassment like that Afghanistan disaster, embarrassing day in our country's
Mention
history.
The parade.
Inflation would have never happened. We would have never had. It was caused by a very stupid energy policy. Then it went back to my policy because prices were going up so much. But it'll end. If they won this election on day one, all of that would end, and this country will go through hell.
All right, let me take a quick break. I'm told he may take questions. If he does, we'll certainly bring those questions live for you. But I'm glad we heard some of this. I think it's the economic message is everything here. And I'm glad that that is the key of what he's focusing on. And I'm glad he's focusing on tying Kamala Harris to this economy and to this inflation. It's very, very important to do so. Look, it's everything. It's everything. It is the key to winning this election. And I've told you the Democrat playbook is going to be produce a big Hollywood show with lots of incredibly well-produced commercials and pretend like Kamala Harris has had nothing to do with this. It's a Hollywood production, light on specifics, and all about personality contrasts. And Trump cannot let her do that. Otherwise, it will be something that we regret. Listen, when it comes to summer, you may put on some pounds. It's okay. I get it. Summer vacation. We eat. We enjoy ourselves. That's the way it should be. But if you want to lose some weight, if you're ready, do it the right way, the natural way. Do it with NJ Diet. NJDiet.com. 855-5-NJ-DIET. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, none of that stuff. You know, a lot of those hormones are being banned in countries in Europe, for example, because there's side effects. You got to use them for the rest of your life. Plus, NJ Diet works faster, and NJ Diet's all natural. And NJ Diet is proven and guaranteed. Guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days' time. I mean, there are people who've lost more. There are people who've lost over 100 pounds on NJ Diet. So this summer, you've had fun. But now it's time to start thinking about your health and your body. And that's why there's a location close by near you in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, and Princeton. Or live online with video consultations at njdiet.com. Do this and you'll be grateful. 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or njdiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Let's jump in here a little bit more and hear what he's saying. He's talking about World War III. You know, this is always a topic that's very, very close to my heart, because one of the things I've always loved about Trump is that we had no new wars when he was president. Take a listen.
Incompetent people in the White House, grossly incompetent people. There was no reason for Russia and Ukraine to go at it. There was no reason for Israel to be attacked on October 7th. Would have never happened. But a politician will always go back to where they started. And on November 6th, she will be a San Francisco liberal, again, destroying everything in sight. I wonder what she does after this. Our country will never recover, especially when added to the destruction they've already caused over the last almost 4 years. Think of our country. Think of the border. Think of what happened. We had the best border. You know my favorite, my all-time favorite graph, right? That is my all-time favorite graph, not only because it shows the best border, but for another reason. I tell you what, I'm glad I looked around to look at it. I go, wah, pew. That's my favorite of all time. Even if it was... Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Even if it were bad numbers, negative numbers, I still think it would be my favorite of all time. If Harris wins this election, the result will be a Kamala economic crash, a 1929-style depression. 1929. When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand-new Trump economic boom. It'll be a boom. We're going to turn this country around so fast. Many people say that the only reason the stock market is up is because people think I am going to win. Did you ever hear that? But there was one day a couple of weeks ago when they weren't thinking that, and you saw what happened. This will be in 1929 style crash. You know, I have one of the most brilliant men in Wall Street, I think, here. I shook hands with him just a little while ago. Scott, where's Scott? Where's Scott? Oh, stand up. This man, will you come up here, please?
I will just jump come up in again if Trump starts to say some questions. We have Dr. Wilfred Riley joining us at 5 o'clock. I do want to mention the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. My friend and dentist with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. All right, let me just say, you know, when we're talking about the economy and this being the number one economic issue, and you think about how people are hurting under all of this, I guess Trump is bringing up right now an economic expert. Matt, who is this guy that's coming up here? Why don't we take a listen to this, actually? This is an economic expert.
Look, this is the Trump economy. This is the Trump stock market. And I can tell you that it will be Kamala Harris will start with the Kamala crash in the stock market, and then it will be the Kamala crash in the economy. And I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I am convinced that President Trump is ahead in the polls now. He is going to stay ahead in the polls. And that he may beat Kamala Harris by more than he would have beaten President Biden.
Thanks. Thank you, Scott. Thank you. Is he central casting? He's central casting. Thank you. No, he's been very strong on that. He said that if they get in, you're going to have a 1929 style crash. He's been very strong on it. But others have said that, too. And we don't want that to happen to our country. That would be devastating for you, for everybody. Yeah. On my first day back in the Oval Office, I will sign an executive order directing every cabinet secretary and agency head to use every tool and authority at their disposal to defeat inflation and to bring consumer prices rapidly down. We'll do it very rapidly.
Good. That should be the number one issue.
When you look at the cost of groceries, the cost of bacon, where it went up 4 and 5 times. Bacon. I don't order bacon anymore. It's too expensive. It will be a whole of government effort to raise the standard of living and make American life affordable again. It's going to really be a very important thing, affordable, because it's not affordable. Even if you're doing a little bit better, you've lost all of your money because of inflation. It's been out of control for a long time. And don't forget, now eventually it's starting to maybe get under control, but you're already up 50, 60, 70% in so many items. You look at car insurance. I couldn't believe when I looked at those numbers this morning. I was studying numbers and I looked at the car insurance numbers. It's incredible. And that's just one of many. You can go through many, but the groceries, just to put it in simple terms, people go to the grocery store and they have less than half a deal. In fact, I had something here. I did have something I would show you. Wait a minute. I don't know if you've seen this. I used it once. Oh, I have it. I do have it. Look at this. Look at this. So this is Tic Tacs, right? I don't know if I like the company. I've never met. I have no idea. They're so lucky. Look at all the television. This is the greatest commercial they ever had. But that's what happened. This is inflation. This is Tic Tac. This is Tic Tac. This is inflation. This is what's happened. I just happened to have somebody gave me this one today. I said, I think we'll put it up as an example of inflation. But you know what? Inflation is destroying our country. It's destroying our families. We will target everything from car affordability to housing affordability to insurance costs to supply chain issues. We have the worst supply chain we've ever had in the history of the country. To the price of prescription drugs, I will instruct my cabinet that I expect results within the first 100 days or much sooner than that. I would say the first 7 days is fine. Car insurance is up 70 to 100%, and you can't get it. You can't even get it. Do you agree with that? You can't even get it, they tell me. Insurance is up 50% or higher. The whole industry is out of control. The insurance industry has never been anything through the... We have never been in a situation with insurance like it is right now. You can't get it, no matter what you pay. But prices will come down. You just watch. They'll come down, and they'll come down fast, not only with insurance, with everything. At the center of our effort to bring the cost of living under control will be the all-out push to end the Biden-Harris war on a thing called American energy. American energy.
Well, this is key in Pennsylvania.
I have a story actually today. Baby drill.
Kamala Harris cannot escape her comments on fracking in the past, and it is still dragging her in Pennsylvania. And the fact that she's flipped off on this is not going over. People don't believe it. Maybe I'll get to that in just a moment, but we'll hear a little bit more what he's saying here on energy. I do think it's a key issue, especially to winning Pennsylvania, no doubt.
Thank you. And just so you know, they stopped it, and it was terrible what they did. That's what caused the whole problem, the country, even with supply chains. I mean, it just caused a problem. And then they said, oh, go back to the Trump plan now. Now they're drilling. But the day after the election, if they win this election, the drilling stops. They're only doing this for purposes of getting elected. They said, let's go back to what Trump was doing. But the prices are still way high. You see $5 a gallon now for gasoline. And much higher than that in some areas. And we will put ANWR back into service. You know, ANWR in Alaska.
Let me mention this, too. It could be the largest. Just pop that down for just a second here. This piece from the Washington Post about Pennsylvania and fracking. Here, just pot it down for me. Just pot it down. Thank you. This piece about Pennsylvania is very critical here. I just wanted to share this with you. And this is it's from the Washington Post. In Pennsylvania, Harris can't shake her anti-fracking past. And it goes on to say, after years of positioning herself as a climate crusader and ardent opponent of fracking, Kamala Harris has avoided mention of such credentials in the must-win state of Pennsylvania, where natural gas drives the economy, culture, and everyday conversation. Her new approach is proving a tough sell. Many of the swing state voters here, whose livelihoods rise and fall with the fortunes of the fossil fuel industry, have not forgotten the last time Harris ran for president when she called for a ban on fracking. Those concerns are putting out of reach voters who might otherwise fit the profile of the vice president's target audience, people like 31-year-old Emmanuel Paris, whose quest to expand his family's 400-employee construction firm into green energy projects drove him to get a master's degree in sustainability management. He has no doubt climate change is real, but he will be voting for Donald Trump. Quote, it's not like we can just shut off everything else and switch to solar and wind. Paris said at the business office of the century-old firm started by his great-grandfather, an Italian immigrant who leaned on New Deal projects to grow the business in its early years. He said green energy is years away from replacing the contracts the firm has building gas pipelines. He rattles off a litany of Biden-Harris administration policies that he says are inhibiting growth in the local energy sector, such as restrictions on permits and cumbersome regulations. He called the vice president's disavowal of the fracking ban that she championed earlier, quote, a grab for votes. Pennsylvania's standing as one of the world's largest sources of natural gas is creating mounting tension for Democrats aiming to keep it as a pillar in their electoral blue wall, while also stepping up the energy transition. Harris, a Californian with a deep record of clashing with the oil and gas sector, may face a tougher path than Joe Biden did in 2020. And this is cute. Scranton native Biden, who is perceived as more centrist, won Pennsylvania by just 81,000 votes. First of all, he's not from Scranton. If you've driven through Scranton, you've spent more time in Scranton than that guy has. But nevertheless, but it is interesting how the Washington Post writes that Biden is perceived as more centrist. Also, I don't believe he really won Pennsylvania by more than 81,000 votes, but, you know, how many of them were dead is my question. Well, he won Pennsylvania thanks to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. That, we know that for a fact. But now this is an interesting point. And again, this is the far right wing Washington Post, right? Writing about Pennsylvania. The liberal bent of the Democratic ticket was solidified when Harris picked as her running mate Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota, a climate hawk, who last year signed a law mandating that his state's electricity grid run entirely on green energy by 2040. The team's robust support for electric vehicles, tougher environmental rules, and increased accountability for fossil fuel companies has helped energize the Democratic base, but is creating anxiety for swing voters who could be key to victory. In choosing her running mate, Harris passed over Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, a popular moderate who might have assuaged concern. How do you say that? Dampened concerns of his fellow Pennsylvanians reliant on the energy economy. Essential to rebuilding the Democrat coalition in Pennsylvania is hanging on to a sizable share of voters in places like Washington County, where progressive climate and energy policies have in the last two elections pushed families who voted Democratic for generations into Trump's corner. The Trump campaign and its allies have spent tens of millions of dollars since 2016 hammering Democrats on the issue. The Harris call for a fracking ban in 2019 is a focal point of their current attacks. It's a gift for ad makers, said Zach Rade, a GOP consultant. It crystallizes the issue in a way that is going to light a fire with a lot of voters. This impacts people's livelihood. She knows that, which is why she has already walked it back. And the natural gas industry in Pennsylvania is expansive. It has brought shiny office parks, bustling new residential subdivisions, and manicured golf courses to areas that had earlier been defined by emptying downtowns and steady layoffs. Some 200,000 landowners in the state are receiving royalties from the natural gas wells on their property. This is also a very, very interesting point. There were 121,000 Pennsylvanians working in jobs connected to fracking in 2022, with an average salary of more than $97,000. It generates $3.2 billion in state and local tax revenue, and royalty payments to landowners exceeded $6 billion. But then they go on about how fracking is a major climate problem, blah, 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 blah. Progressives have long been rallying to ban it, and Harris was hardly an outlier in the party when she joined 10 other Democrats vying for the 2020 nomination in vowing to stop fracking. Now, with polls showing Pennsylvania is a toss-up, her campaign says the candidate's past talk of bans is old news and is being misrepresented by her rival. In a statement, the Harris campaign did not explain the candidate's shift in thinking, but did say that domestic energy production is far higher under the current administration than it was when Trump was president. You believe that? Amazing. So they write here that the challenge for Democrats is that no matter how much they stress the industry's prosperity under the Biden-Harris administration, there is deep bitterness over some of its landmark energy moves, like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, stopping drilling in Anwar, which the former president and future president just mentioned. And they write this: amid climate concerns and opposition from environmental groups, federal regulators have been reluctant to greenlight several proposed pipelines that would enable Pennsylvania companies to extract and ship even more natural gas. And the administration's pause on new infrastructure for exporting liquefied natural gas was taken as an affront in a state that sees an opportunity to be a global hub for such exports. Pennsylvania's U.S. senators, both Democrats, pushed back publicly on that policy. Even Josh Shapiro's electoral success in Pennsylvania has been attributed in part to his support for gas development. And so they go on about this one guy, Jeff Nobers, who's executive director of Pittsburgh Works Together, a coalition of union and business leaders, who said Harris's pronouncement at a 2019 CNN town hall that there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking still resonates. And Matt, if you can grab that clip for me, I would appreciate it. Whether she likes it or not, she said it, and that gets remembered. People are looking at whether companies will be willing to invest here, what they are willing to put into this industry. And you have your potential next president having taken that position as recently as the last election. There's already uncertainty with just what she does believe, what she would do. And if she doesn't support a ban on fracking, what is her energy policy plan? So they talk to this one guy who's got a food truck, right? A food truck. It was at the Elwood City Smoke and Steer Barbecue. Guy's named Dave Hunter. And he said energy policy is among the reasons he won't vote for a Democrat in a presidential race, even as he votes for Democrats in some local elections. Banning fracking, he said, why would you ever even be talking about that? The energy policies that could cost Harris votes in this region are popular with climate-minded voters in urban areas like Philadelphia that Democrats are also eager to energize. Some Democrats argue that the stakes of the November election are so high that the share of swing voters who are going to cast ballots on fracking alone is negligible. Ha! That's hysterical. That's amazing. This is what she said, so you don't forget.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office, adding the United States to the list of countries who have banned this devastating practice?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue. And to your point, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. Yeah. So thank you.
There you go. All right, listen, Dr. Mike Vidaria, great guy, great friend, great dentist, the master of dental implants. Would love to see you for a free consultation for dental implants. What are you waiting for? Go see Dr. Mike Vidaria today. He is the master of dental implants, the master of giving you a beautiful smile, and the master of making you look and feel your best. Plus, you really should be going to the dentist, don't you think? I mean, it's important to do. Mama Zioli. Is the one who discovered Dr. Mike Vidaria for our family, but so many people have been going to him for years. And every person that I have recommended to go see Dr. Mike Vidaria has said the same exact thing. What a great guy and a great dentist. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge, let Dr. Mike give you the smile you deserve, a smile you can feel really, really good about. No doubt about it, Dr. Mike is the man. So reach out to him today by going to VinariaDental.com. It's VanariaVinaria, VinariaDental.com. Remember, he's my dentist and he's my friend, and he just gave my wife a beautiful smile. So Bridget had veneers that needed to be replaced. Dr. Mike Vidaria replaced them with beautiful caps, and they look great. I'm so grateful for everyone who supports Dr. Mike Vidaria, and you'll be grateful for the wonderful smile that you get from Dr. Mike. VinariaDental.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I just want to remind you, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our next live show, which is going to be on Friday, September 6th. Trump is vowing to cut federal taxes on tips. And obviously, this is a position point that Kamala Harris has stolen from him. I think that the key to winning Pennsylvania, in addition to the economy, of course, is energy, like I mentioned. And I'm very confident, based on that piece I just shared with you from The Washington Post, the energy sector, the fracking thing is going to ultimately be what kills her in Pennsylvania. And then that means that Trump wins Pennsylvania, and that means that Trump's president. And Dave McCormick has a really good chance of beating Bob Casey. The reason why Bob Casey has come out and opposed the administration on the ban on exporting liquid natural gas that the Biden-Harris administration put in place, because he knows how important it is for Pennsylvania. All right, 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.